Australian pilots will soon be flying paperless, dumping thousands of pages of cockpit manuals in favour of an iPad. At the moment, up to 15 kilos of charts and reference books have to be taken on each flight. American Airlines this week became the first carrier to go completely electronic. The move will save pilot backache and 1 million litres of fuel each year. Barry Jackson, the president of the Australian and International Pilots Association, spoke to AM's Keith Breen.
American Airlines in particular have been trialling the iPad for quite a while now. I think it's almost 3.5 years. And they are to a point now where the performance of the iPads is so reliable that they've now, or FAA, have gone towards relying on them solely for navigation and charts. And by the sounds of it, it sounds like JetBlue is moving into the same arena. So we are seeing much, much more reliance on iPads for their sole reference for aviation charts and day-to-day operations.
In the States, we're talking about 3,000 pages of manuals and charts. Is that the kind of figure we're looking at here as well?
For sure, yeah. Look, when you get to the aircraft, I mean, we have our NAV services guys that provide these books, and they're fairly weighty. There's about 6 manuals either side of the pilots, and each of those manuals would be 600 pages. So it's a huge amount of paperwork that we're replacing and moving on to a much lighter and obviously easy to carry iPad. The older and the younger have different ways of acclimatising to the technology, but I think even some of our older pilots are really cottoning on to how easy and how flexible, how usable an iPad is. For example, the Zoom capability is a godsend for some of our older pilots, because and including me included, that you can zoom in and zoom back out again.
Without being rude, do you guys actually ever read these things, or do they just sit there gathering dust?
We're always either at home studying for simulators, or when we're away and we're going to potentially a new destination, or we're diverting somewhere, we do get a bit of a feel of what procedures are required in different countries. Yeah, so we do read them, and we do a bit of pre-reading before we go to work, yeah.
When are we likely to see the paperless cockpit here in Australia?
I'd say it'd be within 12 months. A lot of the general aviation operators are operating fairly, the lower tier operators are operating with iPads. However, the RPT, regular public transport, and higher categories haven't quite got there yet, but I'd say within 12 months you'll see operators being approved for use of or sole use of iPads.
Do you ever check Facebook while you're up there? Are you on Twitter as well?
No, unfortunately we don't have any internet on the aircraft yet, so no, it's all work related and solely related to getting us all safely to the destination.
Thank goodness for that. Barry Jackson, the president of the Australian and International Pilots Association, speaking there to Keith Breen.